Because the weather didn't cooperate, we didn't have a lot of softball or baseball scores from yesterday. We did get some, though, including Lake Central beating Valparaiso 10-0. Munster was a 3-1 winner over Lowell, and Kankakee Valley wins over Andrean 4-2, thanks to Lexi Broyles, who went 6 2/3 innings, giving up 2 runs and 4 hits for the Cougars. Here's hoping the weather is better today for some softball matches, including Hebron at Merrillville, LaPorte at Crown Point, Hobart at Wheeler, and Lake Station has a travel date to Marquette Catholic. The Northwest Indiana Oilmen have a new manager. Kevin Terrell is the new guy. He spent the past 7 years as head coach at College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Major League Baseball yesterday, the White Sox were off, but the Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 5-2 at Wrigley. We have one high school baseball score for you from yesterday. Michigan City was an 8-5 winner over Merrillville. The Wolves scored 5 runs in the top of the 7th inning to come from behind to get the W. Now, among some of the baseball scheduled for today, again, weather permitting, LaPorte's at Valparaiso, Griffith at Hobart, Lake Station has a date with Hammond Academy. And let's hear from Eagles coach Ryan Hodge, who says his Eagles need to work on their defense this season.
You know, having majority sophomores and, you know, like no upperclassmen, it's going to be tough. It's like these kids are basically playing up with everybody they're playing. So the biggest thing here is just practice and practice and practice and practice and practice.
Wait a minute. Did Coach Hodge go Allen Iverson on me with the multiple times he mentioned practice? Just wanted to mention that. Coach Hodge, good luck tonight, buddy. Morgan Township at Knox, another high school baseball today, and River Forest is at Gavitt. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school baseball and softball scores. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.